From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday that the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business.
There will be a period of economic adjustment because of the decision we've taken, but we will get on and implement that decision democratically arrived at in our country.
The message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels, where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. In Britain's opposition Labour Party, pressure grew Monday for the resignation of party leader Jeremy Corbyn, following the resignation of 12 members of his shadow cabinet. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling was a victory for gun control advocates, and the court unanimously voted to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of that plane was killed in the incident. This is VOA News. The Israeli and Turkish prime ministers have announced the restoration of full diplomatic relations. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says since his People's Party won most of the votes in the repeat parliamentary election Sunday, it has won the right to govern. The PP won 137 seats. That's 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in Parliament. Spain held a repeat parliamentary election Sunday. Inconclusive elections in December spawned 6 months of failed efforts to form a coalition government. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The First Lady met with young women at a Peace Corps-sponsored project in Kakata after receiving a red carpet welcome in Liberia's capital. Earlier in the day, Michelle Obama met with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first elected woman head of state in Africa. Hundreds of high school students have marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the Minister of Education. The protests followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking cheat sheets for national exams on Facebook. While it was mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people near the Syrian border. Authorities say the 3 bombers triggered explosions Monday in the town of Ka. 15 people were wounded. No immediate claim of responsibility. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to converge on the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention from July 18th to the 21st. Britain's vote to leave the European Union still causing turmoil on global stock, oil, and currency markets. Prices falling in the United States and in Europe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.